Nord, what do you tell him?
I would like to spend a narrative point, and apparently Nalchik gave two narrative points away, so I'm going to steal this narrative point.
That this would technically be a pip that you spent.
Or a pip. Not a narrative. Yeah, pip. That was a misnomer. Anyway, so Nord had was wondering where the cabbie came from. What was the point? Like, he'd known that he'd seen the cabbie before, but couldn't place where it was.
This is the squatter.
So the squatter that was in the warehouse that they murder-killed, that had mystical abilities of an incredible degree, he was a cabbie beforehand, and Nord had gone to an event, a seminar. Actually, it was they were giving the key to the city of Detroit. And they gave Saddam Hussein the key to the city of Detroit.
Oh, man.
So basically, Saddam had donated a shit ton of money to the Cathedral of Our Lady Sorrow, Our Lady of Perpetual Sorrow. And it was a big event that they made sure that he was notably given some props to. And so Nord went there. He was probably traveling around the world at the time and thought it was like, this is an odd thing. I'm going to check this out. And he went to see if there were people that basically Iraq is the birthplace of human culture. And that is kind of where Sumerians came from, the world of Sumer. And that is an interest. So anytime a big event happens that is based off of that area, he's going to visit it.
And it ties into this because the red writ that you've seen is Sumerian.
Yeah. And Nord has a lot of thoughts about that. That's why every time they speak Erishkigal, he's Dianus sacrifice. Anyway.
Okay, this is all awesome. However, what do you say to them? And what are you all doing in the car? You just piled in. A lot of shit is going down. You're all piled into the Corolla. Nord is going on about Saddam Hussein and Sumerians. So, Nord, what are you actually saying to them? And then how are you guys responding? Where are you going and all that stuff? This is all on you all.
Tony.
You are directing. What's up?
Tony, did you go to that event where they gave Saddam Hussein the city, the key to the
Saddam? No.
You didn't go. Do you know anything about that cathedral? Like, it's like a Catholic church, like the Our Lady of Perpetual Sorrow, or, you know.
Yes. Yeah, I know about that. I spent several years of my life trying to become a priest.
Yeah. Well, can you give
name
us
for a church?
Yeah. Can you give us a little bit more information going on? I mean, I guess it's not a connection. Why did you do that, buddy?
Why did I look
reanimate those people? Is he still suffering the effects of the forget me a lot?
No, it is starting to fade.
First of all, I don't know. Second of all, look, not every priest totally rethinks the last rites and is like, you know what? I think you need a do-over. Well, I
feel like you're trying to be the enemy.
The enemy? No.
What happened up there, Nord?
Simon was reading this book, and he reanimated all of the people around us. He reanimated Gabby. I think she's
fine. Wait, what?
Her soul is no. It's just a shell. It's not like
you're soul. Talking about like this is a bad thing. I almost brought her back.
You didn't, though, because I stuffed some stuff in your mouth. You probably don't remember that, but like
Tony, you're lucky I'm driving right now.
And sorry for catching on fire, Tony.
Mariah turns to you because she's in the front seat with Leah. She turns to you, Simon. Why is he lucky? What would you do if you weren't driving?
Well, in all fairness, Nord just said he also set him on fire, so maybe that's...
He also destroyed my book. Look, while you're driving, we got to stop at a bookstore on the way.
No, sir.
You've probably been there. Probably been there before. We got to make a book on
bucks.
I'm going to need $50. I'll get it back to you.
No books needed.
No.
Leo will turn to Simon and just sort of, you know, give him a sidelong glare and say, so do you have a problem with me calling in some favors now?
Yeah, let's call in some favors. I think we need to like patch ourselves up because I just hurt the shit fuck out of me. And we need some favors. I think we need the military. I think we need the Marines. Do we have some nuclear weapons? I think the whole state of Michigan should be like shit fucked off the map because there's some stuff going on. I'd never seen anything like that. This is unknowable. Reanimated dead people. Like seriously, what's up with that?
You mean zombies?
Yes,
it's a second chance at life.
Do we want to head straight to the hideaway to stop this, or do we want to try?
No, I think we need to go to get some of that. Like, I don't know what it is, and I could be way the fuck off base with this, but I just have a feeling that Grimald was close. He was. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about him.
In the rearview mirror, Simon, you see the firelight of the warehouse, which is now half engulfed. It is a torch, flames reaching 20, 30, maybe more feet into the air, starting to catch fire against the adjacent buildings.
What are we going to do if we go to the part, you know, to the ritual or whatever? I mean, you really think we can stop them? We barely handled a few of these reanimated corpses or whatever.
Maybe we call the Blue Hand Group people. They got a lot of firepower.
Two by two hands of blue.
Yeah, two by two hands of blue. Like those guys, they got control. Or maybe we use the gloves. I mean, I got some gloves. Leah's got some gloves.
You don't even really understand how they work. When I put mine on, they almost vaporized me.
I know an electrician. You want to see him and see if he can help us put them on without, like, killing people?
At this point, you've been driving away, I'm assuming rather fast, in a random direction, I'm assuming.
Well, I would be driving towards, because isn't the hideaway and the cemetery both on the way the same way?
Yeah.
I'm heading towards them.
So you're heading east.
Yeah, okay. Whether or not we stop at the cemetery or not.
Hey, the cemetery is close. Right. So you are at the cemetery now, unless do you keep on going.
Do we want to stop and see if Idaway's here, or do we want to head to the hideaway?
If you think Idaway's here, I think if we could drive by the fancy and talk to the electrician.
We maybe don't have too much time.
I don't think we have the time to do that.
The hideaway.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you want to do, 8:30. Simon. I think we have 3.5 hours. Is basically my guess. Till that, like, whatever is going to happen is going to happen at midnight.
Leah, what are you doing?
Leah will tap on the window with her knuckle. If we don't have nothing else, let's at least stop by the nursery.
Nursery? Why do you want to go to the nursery?
To pick up some supplies.
Mariah screws up her face. Why? Like diapers?
Oh. Compost. Some fertilizer.
The nursery has... What do you mean? Do you want to get the poop?
Yeah, totally. That's what I'm going to get. I'm going to get the bags of poop.
That's gross.
And then we're going to take them to the hideaway.
Yeah, fertilizer seems like a good idea.
Are you calling me crazy?
Where is the nursery in comparison to the cemetery and the...
We don't know. Leah just made it up.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
It's going to be on the north side where she lives. So not convenient. You can go there. It's just going to cost you time.
Hey. Do we want to stop here or do we want to keep going?
Yeah, let's stop here. Let's see if he's here. I mean, he's clearly involved with this. He gave us the mission. So, like, let's do it.
Okay. Is it gated? Is it a gated cemetery?
Of course. It looks like a big Gothic cemetery. huge headstones everywhere. Statues. Creepy. Edward Scissorhands. The whole gamut. Gargoyles and shit. Big gated. Has a lock on it. And big chain.
Okay.
As you drive up, you hear the squee from Mariah. She starts jumping in her seat and looks over at you. You know what she wants to do.
All right, let's go pick this real quick.
As before the car's even stopped, she's opened the door. There's no seatbelt because it's 1982. She pops out, runs to the front, and starts trying to pick the lock. Action's on you all.
Okay. I'm going to go up and... start to or help her.
Good.
I'm leaving the car running, but parked.
Yep. We want to wait for the ad.
Yeah. Like,
ad, wait.
Share.
And like, if you scribe.
Like, subscribe.
Like, scribe.
Like, scribe, sub.
Sub.
Sure. Sub, like, scribe.
Share.
Sub, sure. Dom, switch.
Sub, like, scribe.
Sure.
Follow. If you like what we're doing, then you know it doesn't cost anything. Might as well tell people, hey, you should leave a review on Amazon or wherever.
Review.
And if you hate us, you should definitely tell everyone about us.
Yeah, exactly. It helps us out. Hey, y'all, like and subscribe if you dig what we're doing. Tell your friends.
Friends.
Action's on you all. What do you do?
Okay. So Mariah's picking the lock. I will put the car in park, leave it running, but get out and go up to help her.
Everyone else is in the car. What y'all doing?
I'm going to follow Simon's lead. Yep. And I'm going to watch.
Tony's making a face.
I'm going to watch Mariah like a hawk.
Tony, you and Lee are in the car.
Hey. Are we just going to chill out here?
I'm going to chill out here. You can do whatever you want.
All right, but just so you know, when we get a chance, if you're driving, could you like stop at the bookstore on the way back?
Tony, we don't have time to worry about books right now.
No more books, Tony. Your book days are done. I kind of hope you couldn't read anymore. That's my goal. So you don't get to read it.
The focus on killing these people, and clearly your book hasn't been helping.
Yeah, but it... Look, a lot of these people... Yeah, they were... A lot of the undead that we're encountering, they had it coming, right? That's... They had their, you know, all the bad stuff that happened to them before they undied. I mean, yeah, that's fine. But trying to bring back Gabby. And I almost did it.
But Nord already told you that wasn't Gabby.
We didn't know. I hadn't finished. There were 7 poems left in that book. I only read 1 of them. I didn't know what the others did, and I was about to find out.
Well, it's too late.
We'll never know.
And
what do you even want another book for?
We will hopefully never know. I feel like Tony, you've really hit the head on the nail in that one. When you read that book, bad shit happens. Like if you continue to read that book, bad shit, more bad shit will happen. I don't care if it's Dr. Seuss. I don't care if it's like, I don't care what it is. If it's the Wall Street Journal, don't read the fucking shit. Just don't read anything. Like if it's the side of, you know, McDonald's, don't read the McDonald's sign.
Oh yeah. Well, what if it's a book that someone worked really, really hard on to create an alternative to Dungeons and Dragons that created a new way of looking at it that you can buy, and it's called Dreadlore. What about that?
Well, such things might not exist for another 40 years. But until that do, happens.
When they do, and until when Twitch happens. Is also invented, they should like and subscribe and buy the book. Anyways, yeah. Oh, okay. Not even the Wall Street Journal?
Meta much?
Okay. Tony. Okay, fine. You want the book so badly, Leo will reach into her... we're in her car. So Leo will actually lean under her seat and pull out the book that she got from Grimwald's place that says can you read Hebrew?
Yeah, so
okay, here's a book. It's called Kabbalic Systems. And she hands it to Tony.
I open it up.
You do. Start reading it?
Yeah.
It is enthralling. This backwards book. You read it backwards, you know. It's rather dry at first, but you're into it. Not words. Love reading.
I look up after Tony looks up after a while. Where's all the dead people? Where are they? I read like 3 pages. Did I pronounce it right?
You got it. Tony, I have a copy of this book of skin that I'm sure would reanimate all the people. It's the cover of the book is skin, and inside are all of Grimwald's notes. You know, if you want to come and join us for like talking to Hideaway and maybe help us figure that out, maybe I'll let you have some insight on whatever to.
I'll read the articles.
All right. It's going to take some time. Do you bid Mariah to get this lock?
I would rather her throw down And then I'll bid if she fails.
All right. So someone roll a d10.
I'll do it.
And someone, I believe she's got D. Oh, it's right there. Holy crap. D8. So another, and then a D8.
I got it.
So I did not get a success.
I didn't either.
All right. She's struggling with it.
Okay. So then I'm going to bid, this is going to be bad, but I'm going to bid my flaw judgy and be like, oh, come on, BB, you're doing it all wrong. And I'm like, here, look. And I'm showing her how to do it.
As she steps back, drops the tools, goes into the darkness. You show her the what for, and she
this
goes,
one's
I see.
This
I
one's see. A little tougher. It's an older lock. You have to remember to jiggle this way instead of that way.
Right. You have to jiggle it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I were a big old bitch, then this would like get me down, but it doesn't. Instead, when I lose, I learn. Unlike some people like Chess with Bill, and they just get all mad about it. Right. Anyway, you get the lock open. Chunk.
Okay.
Big, heavy fucking lop. Lock. You open the gates. Lightning strikes. Thunder rumbles. This ancient ass hocus pocus style cemetery.
Okay.
Mount Elliott Cemetery. You see the statue. Sorry, I'm going to keep on interrupting you. You see the statue of the ancient Elliot in a, you know, full attire. What is it called? A grand kilt? Great kilt. Great kilt with the pipes. Outlawed pipes. Anyway, what do you do?
I'll get back into the car and start to drive it through the gate. And then once you get through, I'll go back and shut the gate and drape the train around it, but not lock it.
You do it. The road goes around. Where do you go?
Okay. I don't think Idaway told me where he was going to be in the cemetery, just that he was in the cemetery. So I'm
seems
going
like a pretty
to,
big cemetery.
I'm going to go slow and go to the right and just circle around to see if I can see his car or any signs that he is camped out here or any of that sort of stuff. And I will bid. I will bid detective to do that because I'm trying to detect where he was, where he is.
Bidding detective going slowly. Do you have the lights on?
I would, yes. Because
bidding detective going slowly. You guys have a few minutes to chat. At present, it's that lull in the conversation, you know, that like 30, 45 second lull of silence. You all notice even Mariah's quiet. You'd hear the thrumming of the Buick, or is it the Corolla's engine?
I think we're in different cars.
We're in the Corolla.
Are we in the Corolla? We're all in the Corolla?
You guys just piled in the Corolla.
We are piled the fuck up in the Corolla.
Yep. Yeah, where is the Buick? I think you left it.
Yeah, I did leave it.
Left the Buick.
Yep, I know.
There's a montage of the Buick and all the good times you had with it. It nestled in there as Leah driving it up a wooded hill.
Yeah.
some lifetime music plays in the background.
I'm assuming not good things are going to happen to it, but I was not going to stop the car to split up the party.
POV, the paint is peeling off the side of it from the fire, from the heat of the fire.
It's not like, I mean, it's probably better off, honestly. Like, if Leah was driving this, your Buick right now, she'd be driving through some woods and some like over some cliffs and like stretching it up even more. I'm surprised it still runs, honestly.
You round a bend. Excuse me. You round a bend. And in fact, you see kind of like the DeLorean hidden beneath some bushes. Some bushes that have been cut and laid over it. You see Idaway's car. It will be a older, like a 1940s style, a 1950s style sedan of some sort. It like obviously is his and it looks old.
Okay.
It's next to the mausoleums.
I will. I think that that is his car there. So I'll pull over, hop out of the vehicle, and as how far away from the like street is it?
20, 30 feet.
Okay. As we get closer, I will start to head that way. And as we get closer to about 10 feet away, I'm not going to yell, but I'm going to be like, Idaway,
do you drive up? I'm coming. Do you drive up onto the grass?
No.
Then you'll have to stay. You have to park the car.
Well, that's what I said, to pull over and
park. Oh, you do. I see. As you walk through the headstones, anyone going with Simon?
I am.
Okay. Mariah will stay in the car. So it's you and Nord, the dream team. As you say what you do, what do you say?
As we get about 10 feet away, I'm like, Idaway, it's Simon. I'm here. Just letting you know, don't start shooting or nothing.
You say that wind blows against this tree that's lost its leaves. All the leaves on the ground.
I'm going to bid my sort, which is Nordic.
Yeah.
Because it's cold outside.
Yep.
To activate my scent of color. Feel anything or see anything.
Simon, you note Nord. Nord, how are you activating your scent of colors?
I'm probably going to take another. I got a spliff of opium-laced tobacco. And you hear that? I'm just going to fire it up. Like, as soon as we get out of the car, I'm kind of,
yep.
Oh, my gosh. I've been needing, like, a drag for a minute, man.
As you smell the tobacco opium. Simon, as you're looking around, you notice that there's this two or three, almost like a townhouse of mausoleums. You happen to notice that one of the doors is just slightly offset. Nord, as you're getting high, which no one should do. Hey. It's really bad for you. Don't do it.
Oh, yeah. No, especially cigarettes. Terrible.
On the stream, at least on mine, I'm not seeing us.
Oh, yeah, we're gone.
Oh, that's my bad.
Yeah.
We're back.
The blood moon. I see a bad moon rising.
I'm just setting the setting. It's a full moon.
Yeah, it's full moon.
Clouds are, yeah, coming.
And the blood moon. Andrea, you'll get a narrative point for that. Thank you.
Okay. I'm walking to the door that's slightly ajar.
Nord, you're starting to feel it coming on. The buzz. You know, the tenseness right before the relaxation. Your eyes dilate. Oh, yeah. Stuff. The only thing that would make this better would be like some liquor. And maybe Rebecca Foster. Wait, what? Try to get that into your head real quick. From a couple nights ago. Liquor. Oh, that's yeah. No, the times be going through your mind as you shut that out. And the dirty, dirty things you did.
He settles. Probably feel
bad about.
He feels at home. He tries to calm. He might sit down.
You sit down on a grave, like on a headstone.
Yeah, on a headstone. A joint.
I really hope that, you know, if I ever die, because I don't plan on it, and I have a headstone that I don't plan on having, someone is doing that at some point. Is that a monster? What the fuck? Modern Warfare. Oh, that must be an ad. Weird.
I don't see an ad. Why do you have that? I don't have
an end. There's like a little sidebar that opened up on mine. It's monster in modern warfare.
I thought you were talking about Nord. I'm kind of having him like.
You had a moment.
He's kind of filtering in. And...
Simon, you get to the door.
Okay.
What do you do?
I'm going to knock. And be
it's
like
stone, or no, I should say it's metal. So it's like ding, ding, ding.
Either way, you in here?
Your voice echoes. You hear the shuffling of feet, maybe of someone sitting down, maybe someone turning. It's dark in there.
Okay. Nord, I will go ahead.
You start feeling the sense. Familiar scent. It's coming to mind. Nord, throw down. This will be mind or wits. To remember.
Remember. Well, if it's remembering, I feel like it's.
I agree.
So if that's what we're going to do. That is. Oh my gosh, that is 6 successes.
Oh, you my God. Well, you get a narrative point.
Mm-hmm.
As you see Simon reaching for the door, it hits you. A chemical smell, formaldehyde. An ozone where lightning would strike. The weird, cheap cologne.
Sigs. I start yelling Sigs out loud.
We're here.
Sigs. We're here. We're here to help. I start yelling that, like, out loud.
Simon, you and everyone else, you hear Nord standing now, shouting.
Come on, Sigs. We're here. Like, you want to talk to us? You've been looking for me. Sigs, Simon. I got some information for you.
Movement from inside.
I'm going
everybody
to...
Everybody be calm.
Because I would have been... So the door would open this... Does it open this way into the crypt?
Opens out.
Or out? It opens out of the crypt?
Actually, it would open... Yeah, it would open.
It would open into the crypt.
Oh, would it?
Okay.
Yeah, in. Okay.
So I would have been on this side where it would open in. I'm actually going to move to the other side and do this number and push it in, but step back.
You do. Darkness in there. From inside, if you look, do you look?
Yeah, I'll look, but I'm trying to keep cover.
You can see from the moonlight. Bits and pieces that Idaway would have had. Oh, we're in an ad.
Yeah.
Like.
Subscribe.
Follow.
Share.
In the event you want to.
If you subscribe, you don't have to see ads.
Truth.
Supposedly. True. Maybe.
That's true. And so we're kind of like, how many subscribers do we have? Do we have?
5. Because we hit a goal.
I feel. Did we hit a goal?
Yeah, we hit a goal.
Wow.
No.
Does that count towards
numbers?
The team goals?
No. Actually, why not? That makes sense. No. Yeah, that's a good idea. No, it is. Because as a team, you all hit a goal. Yeah. Mark it up to 19.
I gifted a narrative point to the arbiter.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. I'll use that. Sure. Xbox, okay? Microsoft. Ugh. All right, we're back.
Yeah, I have a different ad, and my ad is still going.
Oh, well.
It's trying to sell me food that I'm never going to eat at.
Food ad. Right, so, are you back?
We're back.
You're back, sweet. Backpack. You see Idaway's belongings. He's a messy bachelor guy. He's moved into this thing. Think of it like a storage facility that someone has decided to live in. Trash everywhere, plates, you know, take out all over the place. You could just barely see that from moonlight cast between the trees and limbs. And you see, sitting on a ratty-ass box spring, a man cloaked in the shadow as he starts lighting a cigarette. As he does, you see moments of his hat, brimmed hat, beard, and his gloved hands. Blue hands. As he lights a cigarette and coolly looks towards you. Leah and Tony, you might or might not notice, as you guys are talking or just kind of sitting there, Mariah turns and looks through the rearview mirror, and she goes, as if you look, you see walking up the hill, a detective, slowly walking towards car, maybe 30, 40 feet away. We're in the dread.
Does he have blue hands?
He's dressed like a detective from this distance. It's hard to tell until the moonlight hits his hands and you see blue, dark blue gloves.
Okay. Leah will look over at Mariah. Stay in the car.
What's that gonna do?
Well... If things go bad, I trust you well enough to be able to use the car to get away, at least.
She whips around at you. I'm 11, Mom. I can't even reach the pedals.
You can reach the pedal. You just need to jump down a little bit. Leah will close the door and start walking.
If we had some extra books, if we had some extra books in this car, we could probably put them on the pedals and it would be easier for her to reach them.
Let's go
to the bookstore and get some of those extra books.
Mariah looks at you. Okay, with the books, you gotta stop with the books.
Leah will close the door and start walking towards the detective. Or detective.
Simon and Nord.
Nord is pretty much devoted himself to saying, Sigs, we're here, man. I got information for you. Just stand down. I'm going to tell you what's up.
Hideaway, is that you?
You hear a cool voice, almost mechanical sounding. Took you long enough to get here. Hideaway. We picked him up a while ago.
Nope.
He left you some things. As you see this bag that he kicks towards the door, it doesn't go very far. It's like 10 feet in the room. You notice a couple things fall out of it. It's just this shitty piece of cloth that's been wrapped up. Some bone dice. A ring rolls towards you. And then, like the end of the sixth sense, rolls around. And you notice the sigil of the... It's a Hebrew sigil.
Is it close enough to the door that I can reach down and pick it up, or do I have to step in to get it?
10 feet in the room.
10 feet.
This entire thing is about 30 feet deep.
Okay. What'd you do with Hideaway?
That's none of your concern.
Well, he's a friend of mine, so I am concerned.
It's interesting, the friends you all keep. He was off for a while.
Why have you been chasing us this whole time?
Well, he kind of looks up for a second. You see just the glint of a smile on his face. Well, we thought you were a lot smarter than you are, and a lot deeper.
Well, we're not a part of the unwilling. We are trying to stop them.
Not yet, or you just don't know it yet.
No, I will never be a part
That's what your buddy Hideaway thought.
Has he become a part of them?
Let's say he and his IDF friend did a little digging of their own. Got a little too close. We tried to stop him. I don't know his name. He's disappeared too. The guy in the Love Inn. He was smart enough to keep his head down.
So, talking about Pally, he didn't make it either.
You see him kind of like shake his head as he stands up and starts walking slowly towards you. So we have some questions, of course. Thing is, as he throws the cigarette down, I don't really like what you did to my friends.
Well, we thought they were coming after us. We thought you guys were the same part of the group. Did not realize it was two separate factions until just a few hours ago.
What do you bid?
I'm gonna bid calm. That even though this guy's about to threatening me with harm, I'm calm and collected, and I'm telling him the truth, and that we didn't know until a few hours ago. We didn't know that you were working against them. If we had, we probably would have not fought. But you guys came at us strong.
You see,
so we fought scratching
his beard as he considers. What are the rest of you doing? Leah, you're walking towards this guy. He stops before you get too close, about 20 feet. It's like a Western. He's got a shoulder-width stance. His hands are at his side. His head's kind of down, all dramatic, covering his face. You just see the edge of his chin. Looks a little bit heavier set, thicker necked, maybe a little pudgy.
Leah will sort of casually put her hand on her hip
and look him dead. As you do that, he just says, I wouldn't do that.
Wouldn't do what?
You see his hands kind of like his fingers going back and forth as if he's waiting on a word. You've worked in plenty of fire teams and such. This guy's not the boss.
There's a simple question I have for you. How you answer will determine how this interaction goes. Are you with Lady Callie, or are you against her?
You see him kind of like tilt his head up. It's an interesting question. As you can tell, he actually don't know. That's what he says. Do you bid anything?
I'm going to bid. Which one? I'm going to bid good cop.
Interesting question. As you can tell, he's a little confused. For Lady Callie or against her? I wouldn't frame it in that way. I'm for the world.
Let me put this in a different way then. I'm going to kill Lady Callie, and I'm going to wipe out all of her friends. If you're going to help me do that, then you're my friend too. If you're going to get in my way, then you're my enemy. That's all there is to it.
He kind of nods. Only the Sith deal in ultimatums. He kind of nods, fingers going again. Well, we'll see what they get up to, and that'll determine my stance on this subject. Nord,
I'm
Tony?
I'm fine waiting here.
I'm not doing anything.
Tony, you're just in the car.
Mariah's Nord is going to bid badge and clipboard.
Yep. Mariah's looking around like, Tony, what is going on?
Activate counterpoint. and say, guys, we're on the same team. Like, you don't have the set clearance, but I got the set clearance. And so you guys need to, like, come out. We need to talk about this. There's no reason to fight.
You hear from inside the mausoleum, and Simon, you see the guys talking. Yeah. We're pretty sure you're telling the truth. Pretty sure. But we've been fooled before. They've got sleeper agents everywhere. People who look for the white doe, as he actually exits the mausoleum, giving you some berth, Simon, walking around to so that he can see both of you. You note he looks, flashes his eyes down toward the car and something that way. We've been fooled before, and you all got the drop on our friends. It's hard to believe a bunch of normies were able to do that.
There are children here.
He looks in the car.
We're protecting children. Come on, guys.
He kind of, you see just this sociopathic look as he looks in the car. Nord, this guy's seen too much. Huh. Well, hopefully it won't come to that.
We're for people, man.
Actions on you all. What do you do?
We are trying to... We are about to head to stop the ritual that's going on at the hideaway. That is what our plan is.
How do you know where it is? We don't even know where it is.
I know where everything is, guys. You ever doubt me for a second? I mean, seriously, come on. You've been on my ass for a minute. Like, I knew you were there. Come on. You know who I am.
We did some investigation. That's what we do.
Grant, as you see the guy look up, Leah, let's get out of here. As he looks at you both, go do what you got to do.
Do you have any tips on us how to stop it? Or do we just need to stop Lady Callie?
As he stops and walking away and he turns and looks. You have no idea what this is, do you? He kind of looks down. You can see him struggling with something.
I don't care what it is. I plan on stopping it.
It's a massacre. And if you don't stop it, then you're a part of the problem. If you don't help us, we might as well leave.
Well, that's debatable. And as
no, for you seriously.
Leaving, as for you leaving, Mr. Gray. You're not going to leave town. If you do, we'll kill all of you. You're going to finish whatever it is you started. Because if you don't finish it, it means you're not who you say you are. And even if you are who you say you are, this information doesn't get out. He looks over at you, Nord. This information, what information?
There's no
doesn't
information.
Get out.
There's nothing for...
He takes a step forward, says...
The Fordian Inquirer of, like, what I do for you guys, is impressive because I walk this line, I take it to the edge of reality and then disenfranchise everyone. All these conspiracy theorists aren't on your ass because of me. So you guys need to stop. You need to help us.
You hear the Grant guy. Leah say, oh my God, not another one. As this dude just listens to you, he like starts rolling a cigarette, cocked head to the side, waiting.
Leah at this point will actually pipe up and say, well, if you guys aren't going to be useful, then she'll actually whip the pair of gloves she has out of her pocket. Can you at least show me how to use these?
Grant arcs an eyebrow, looking Leah, you see a flash of blue light. I'm not blue light, of purple light in his eyes. As this other guy who's unnamed is tapping at the cigarette, he doesn't look happy that you just did that, but he's still talking the Nord. Look, I don't have to threaten you. You know what's going to happen if you try to leave or tell anyone. You want to go try to stop this thing? Go on. What I can tell you, what I'm allowed to tell you, is this. This is a lot bigger. It's stuff you wouldn't believe. He looks you,
oh, you think
dead in the eye. This stuff? Simon.
Like, he looks at Simon. You don't, reanimation, like the dead coming back to life.
That's
what part of this? You know, you guys are walking around with your little fingerprints of death. I mean, what do you expect us to do? Sure, we do our best. You guys have been on my case since the beginning. I don't say it. And you can fuck with me all you want. No, seriously, you can fuck with me all you want.
Why don't you shut up? Action's on you all. What do you do?
Leah.
Nord, what do you bid? Leah. What do you bid to keep you cool? You have opium on, so you got the chill. What do you bid to keep you cool?
I bid no pain, which I think it's what it was. It's a trait that I have that I think you gave me to just kind of like, he's got the rage inside. He wants to go after these guys.
Oh yeah.
He's pretty sure that he could take them with the group that he's, because they've taken two of them out before, but he also knows that they're not surprised.
Right.
And,
it's you guys are hurt
situation and we're hurt. So, he bids no pain get his Kobayashi Maru. Like he's his bluff has been called. And so he's like, yeah, I know what you guys are.
Yeah.
And our beef is not against you. You know, we're not. And like, you guys are monitoring. That's great. You know,
clearly. Nord, bidding. What is it? No pain or to the pain?
No pain.
No pain. You happen to note that Mariah has gotten in the driver's seat and is pointed, the car is pointed at this guy as she's like looking at you. There's a lull as you hold your anger in. The guy breaks eye contact. What I can tell you is this. This has to do with something you're not going to believe, Simon. He looks at Simon. Would you believe me if I said there's an ad going on?
Like, subscribe, share.
Like, subscribe, share.
Repost. Repost.
Repost. Repost.
And it's always nice if you comment on our YouTube content, because it takes us a while to make. So going to the YouTube and commenting a little bit helps us know that there's some care and some love. We are trying to tell a story that means a lot. And I think we deal with a lot of things that are socially important. So yeah, please like, subscribe, and share. And comment.
And if
we're doing something wrong, tell us about it. Tell us that we're doing wrong.
If we're doing something right, praise us.
Yeah, but you only learn through failure, so.
Now we're done.
What I can tell you is something you are not going to believe, Simon. This is a war with the gods.
Well, sometimes you have to break them. Sometimes you have to make them pay.
He seems impressed by that. What do you bid?
I'll bid my motto, make them pay.
We serve. Or do you know that already? He kind of stops himself.
We know you serve the Lady of the Veil. We got it.
Yes.
Her name's Nightingale. Call her the Watcher. Call her whatever you want. That's who we serve. She protects what you think is reality. The people that you're fighting against, who you think we should be fighting against, serve someone else whose name I won't utter. You might know it as the Dark Dreamer. Lady Callie is peon of the Dark Dreamer.
You say a watcher. Are we talking about like the Book of Enoch watchers?
Something like that. As he finished the cigarette. We'll be waiting to see if you make it. And you know, I hope you do. As he turns and starts to walk away, he stops. We'll be in touch.
I'll see you on the other side then. I'll go handle this problem. You won't.
The name's John.
Constantine, is that it?
He kind of looks up. That guy looks a lot better looking than I am. No. Anyone bidding anything to get any information? They're not offering it.
Oh, did my make them pay get me anything? That bidding that.
What he told you just then.
Okay.
Can I bid my fate?
What is
justice?
It?
Justice? Activate the.
You just bid the fate.
Counterpoint.
Oh, yeah, counterpoint. Okay, just,
or to bid the fate. It's like, look, we're not going to win this, but we're going to go. You know, it's going to hurt them. And that's what's important to you guys. Or doesn't. It doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. This isn't a big deal to you. But it's a big deal to us.
It's not going to hurt her.
It's not going to hurt her, but it's like baby steps. It's like little tiny
Grant look up.
It is the basis of how you win a war. Little bits at a time. Just infinitesimal, microscopic.
You got that right.
Yeah.
You got that right.
Give us a hand. How do we use these gloves? How do we, you know?
You want to use the gloves?
We've got. No, I mean, seriously, we'll burn them after we're done. They're nuclear weapon.
He just shakes his head.
All right, fine.
Look, you put those gloves on.
No, we're going to die. No, I get it. Yeah, and, no, I get it. I get it.
And if you put those gloves on to use them, you'll never take them off.
That's I did both already.
Yeah. What I'll tell you is this. Everyone in this town, barring a few, are working for the Dark Dreamer. They don't know it. You call them sleepers. We call them the Nightmare of the Deep. See, that's what happens when they remember. They remember what they really do. Hearing about, he looks at a pocket watch. 3 hours. And for then, the next, until sunrise, you're going to find out what that is. They're going to remember, see. Now, putting on those gloves means you follow the Lady of the Veil. And that's a high price. It's a high price.
That's what you do. That you bid it. You did it.
Yeah, I did.
Clearly, Leah already does.
If she actually was able to put on the gloves and survive and take them off, I applaud you. I doubt you'll be so lucky the next time you try. Now listen, we're not allowed to directly intervene. Okay? I told you, this is about the gods and what they decide. And the gods don't war with each other. So we're not allowed, as agents of the lady, to go directly against her followers. Grant looks up as he says her. I don't mean her. He says, oh, yeah. You guys got yourself into a mess. Anything else?
I'm going to bid Mom to ask him, can you at least tell me what they did to my husband?
Okay.
How do we fix it?
Fixing it is unlikely. It's possible to be unmarked. It's possible, he looks at Grant. I don't know of it happening. Except with that DuPont girl. She somehow got out of it.
Yeah, she killed herself. That's not getting out of it. No, that's not an option.
That's why you shouldn't put on those gloves, Mr. Gray. Because you don't believe the truth.
Limbaugh was interested in her arms. He said there was some kind of marking she put on herself.
He wants to know, kind of, you heard Grant say, John, he wants to know about Thergy, okay? That's what Grimwald wants to know. What we do. I say he's probably close to finding out some stuff that's going to be a lot worse for him.
He's not close to anything Grimwald anymore.
He's not close to anything. He's close to... He's close dead.
To death.
Grimwald's dead. That's it.
You hear both of them kind of chuckle. They kind of chuckle. Not bad.
Unfortunately, I had to kill the bastard twice.
And then you stalled, or I stalled.
And what about all that reading? Like, we got a guy who's reading all the time. I mean, is there a way to stop, like, this...
Reading? I believe once someone has the reading bug, you can't go let it go. He just kind of looks at you. We have to go. Sorry about your losses. If they've been marked, as far as I know, only the Dark Dreamer herself can lift it. If you don't go along with what she wants, you become the unwilling. Otherwise, maybe you become one of them. If you're unlucky, well, you get sacrificed. He turns and starts to leave.
I will turn and head towards the car.
Grant, still looking at you, Leah. Yeah, you know, maybe next time.
Definitely next time.
Are you propositioning me?
He just kind of smiles at you. I know a murderer when I see one.
Nord is going to bid Conspiracy Nut.
Yep.
Which is one of his flaws. To activate Counterpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to start babbling. They're going to know. They're going to know about you. They're going to know about everybody. So why don't you help us?
As with Counterpoint, you realize they will not help you. So you know this 100%. They are not going to help you do this. And we'll say a little bit beyond that, because you're running against the brick wall is the thing.
Sure.
They can't help you.
Yeah. Get it?
We'll give you a tidbit about it. Maybe or maybe not, their Thergy either doesn't work against these people in certain places or against certain people, or it's diminished, or it can be used against them, or they're just not allowed to. Something along those lines.
Can you tell us who? Who can help us? Grimwald's dead. Is there anybody?
Whose fault is that? He calls over his back or his shoulder.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do it.
Grant walks up as he's walking by. He points inside the mausoleum. Well, you got some items. You probably shouldn't have the ones with the runes. See, that's called... I can't believe I'm telling you this. It's called Magicka. And there's a few more in there. That's all you're getting.
Nord pulls the gloves out of his bag and hands it to him.
Oh. It's a moment. He takes the gloves. There's actually his face. This is Grant. His face softens a little bit. He looks up, takes the gloves away.
Leah will sort of roll her eyes a second and then take the gloves out of her pocket and walk up to and hand them to him as well.
Doing this, Grant looks at you. John. John stops. He holds up the gloves. If you make it out, we'll help you in the real fight on Bell Island. And he turns and they both leave.
I thought that he was going to look at him and go, boy, you've won it all. You've won it all.
That is where we're ending. Well done. I don't think we've ended a session with a big well done in a while. Well done. You're left in the graveyard, Mount Elliot. You've got a new car. Cutscene. The Buick.
Yeah, I figured that's what was going to happen to it.
The cops still haven't come. Firemen still haven't come. As it hits 9:30. The clouds, you note, are circling slowly around the moon. It looks freaky. The wind picks up a little bit, then just dies down as quiet. No birds, no insects, no nothing. You hear the sounds of the detectives walking away. A few moments later, sound of an engine, an Oldsmobile. Leave. You're left alone at the mausoleum that you can investigate with the things supposedly Idaway left you. And that is where we're going to end. Anyone get any goals? Oh, it's a new scene.
Did I technically find out what happened to Marcus?
So you don't know where he is, but you know what happened to him. Yes. You know that he got involved in the cult somehow, investigated, and was apparently marked, and then became part of the Unwilling. Or at least is in that process.
In that case, then yes, I got a minor goal.
It's probably de facto divorced, I'm just saying, you know, and maybe not. It's up to you. Yeah, married to a demon. Yeah, anyone else?
Goal? 19?
Yep. No, put you at 20 because you got one for subbing, and that's getting an actual goal for the Twitch, which is awesome. Yeah, we got to 5 subscribers.
We all got a goal for that.
Experience.
Yeah, well, the group got a goal for that.
Yeah, cool.
So when I get to max experience, I get an advancement.
When you get to 3 experience, you drop them, they're gone, and you get an advancement.
Okay, good. Cool.
Yes. Hey, everyone who's been watching, we've had like 10 to I think maybe 14 or 12 viewers, which is really good. Granted, I'm like half of them. And I know Nostalgic is on a couple, but we've actually had several people following. So we'll see how that works. This is really good. We should do that every time. If possible, everyone. Oh, we have to hydrate? Thanks, Ken. We should do this every time because it will help with viewership. It'll help with the algorithm. It'll help with ads, and so we actually start to make a little money with it. Because the more viewers we have, the more ads, the more money we make.
If next session any of you guys need narrative points or pips, I can have like six. I have at least six redeemable, like points where they get like six stuff. So
I've got 14,000 points.
Yep.
Nice.
Now, as I said before,
you're big.
As I said before, now that we've realized the hack, I will likely change it a little bit. Either the cost will go up. I know. Well, the resources need to actually be, resources, not ha 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 ha. We don't want the game genie on this.
And that's why it's gifting you narrative points, by the way.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I do like the fact of you all being able to do it, but it's really more for the chat. But do it. Keep on doing it. I'm just going to raise some of the stuff and maybe add a few other channel points that's will be interesting. So that's stuff that you guys will be able to do. Maybe one is like 5,000 points or something, and you can say, hey, it's a new scene. Something like that. You can like just force a new scene and get a bunch of shit.
Ooh.
Which would be
really cool. We're about to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we can have some really interesting things for you guys to do. Yeah.
New scene sounds great.
So I'll mess around with it. You know, maybe even like 500 for like, hey, I take that back. Like, whatever. Well, I'll play with it. All right. Ken, would you like to do the closing
stuff? Absolutely. Let's do it. All right. We have been watching, listening, experiencing, feeling, and loving the Red Rit, the shiny, wonderful podcast that is happening. Thanks, Bill, Andrea, Daniel, Drizzle, and myself doing all this stuff. All our case letters, Mr. Interrupt. You guys are doing music that's awesome. I'm gonna hang out with the Patreon. Patreon. Like, you are the reason
we can podcast.
And in part because without the Patreon, Tim Roberts, Daniel Hulker, Nostalgic, we
have to pay for it.
Improve. We are paying for it, so we're essentially the Patreon ourselves. Anyway, I feel like an honorary Patreon is Couch Fire Media for creating the art and media and production, etc., and also the cast. Thanks to Trois Riblay Productions. you're gonna have to give me I'm not sure how to pronounce any.
That's how you
anyway.
Spell.
We're gonna
how you pronounce it.
We're Trois Riblay Productions for this arbitration and story, because without this story, we are a vapid bit of carbon based nonsense that has no place on the planet. That being said, we're gonna switch over to YouTube and Facebook, potentially, probably YouTube. So if you don't know where our YouTube is, go to our linktree/dreadlore and you can find out more.
It's like 3528 or something.
This vapid piece of carbon based life has a comment. I would like to wish all our non-Canadian viewers a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Thanks, non-Canada. Canada's fine.
We love Canada.
Do they have holidays?
They do.
Yeah, they just got
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day.
Canada Day.
Did everyone see Andrea's Mandalorian in the back?
Yes.
Did everyone see Andrea's cat ears?
Yes.
I like them.
Yeah.
I think they work.
I'm a fan. I am a fan of your vibe and your look. You are on point styling it. So
that's right. Now you need a curtain just like this.
Absolutely.
the most degenerate thing about these ear headphones is that when I turn them on, the first thing it says on the inside of it is Neko Nya.
That's awesome. All right, we're gonna take a 10-minute and then be back, and hopefully, can the cast jump on for like 10-20 minutes? Is that cool?
Yeah,
we may have to bounce tonight, but
okay, that's cool. But if you can be there for 10-20 minutes, if you can't, it's fine. If you can't, awesome. And then we're gonna do after hours on the YouTube. Thanks, on everybody. YouTube.
Linktree. Linktree. /Dreadlore. Put it in the chat. Somebody put it in the chat.
Put it in the chat.